As we wrap up this business portion of our meeting today, it is time for me to pass the chairman gavel on to the 2013 Beef Board chairman, whom you just elected earlier this morning, Weldon Wynn. But first, I would like to say a few, have a few closing comments. One of the most difficult things I had coming on as chairman was speaking to the media, sticking to the script. And let me tell you, I've learned a lot. And we are going to have some media training for the executive committee, and if y'all get the chance to sit in on that, it probably would be very beneficial for our industry. Some of the key messages that we studied for the media this week was that these are challenging times, and our success depends upon our ability to adapt. With one of the smallest beef board budgets ever, how do we maintain a strong consumer demand with fewer resources? That's a good question. Other challenges, and challenges like these, tend to bring innovative solutions. And we as the beef board have put our heads together, and as producers, and we have come up with new and better ways to invest limited checkoff dollars. Our new program committee structures will help improve efficiency. A special committee from CBB, along with Federation directors made up of producers for producers, has developed this new committee structure. And it's focused on industry long-range plan objectives to encourage a wider view of checkoff work. This, while giving producers and importers a greater voice in program decision-making, given the limited resources, we all have to work towards that same end. Checkoff programs are key to keeping beef center plate with consumers. Health professionals saw scientific evidence of beef nutrition through our BOLD initiative, Beef and an Optimal Lean Diet. And that study was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. The industry now has four American Heart Association certified extra lean beef cuts: top sirloin, select grade, boneless petite roast, filet, kebab, and stir fry as a result of checkoff funded programs. The checkoff hosted exclusive education seminar at the Culinary Institute of America for Greystone, at Greystone for research and development chefs from nationally recognized company. This beef immersion course provided 360-degree education in culinary innovation, butchering techniques, and hands-on training and alternative beef cuts. Beef export volume at 2.3 billion pounds was valued at 5.05 billion last year, and some 2% higher than the record-setting pace of 2011. The National Beef Quality Audit evaluated beef industry efforts to continue to improve beef quality. I also want to remind you that support for our beef checkoff among producers at 76% remains historically high. 8 out of 10 producers say that the beef checkoff has contributed to the profitability of their business. 3 out of 4 say that the checkoff represents their interest. Others say that it's helped contribute to the positive trend in beef demand. Other topics Polly touched on was the Calicrate lawsuit, OIG report, now expected in the spring. But let me tell you a little bit about revenues. Based on the collections received through January the 28th, we are expecting to remain about 8% behind this time last year for assessments. From fiscal 2003 through 2008, the average beef board revenue was $45.5 million. In 2009, revenue dropped to $42 million. where it has held steady through 2012. Based on the first quarter collection, we think we are on track to meet our fiscal 2013 projections, but a lot can still happen throughout this year. We do not expect the trend towards lower revenues to reverse anytime soon. 2 years ago, we funded an AR to study the beef industry's sustainability. And I got a quick education on this. The information, the results come out Tuesday. I had been sitting in the nominating committee 2 days, and a microphone was stuck in my face and said, could you discuss the three options or the three components that they have on this sustainability study? I had no idea what he was talking about. So I would encourage y'all to get you a smartphone and check your email regularly. So I bridged in gap. The next day I found that same reporter, and we did a do-over. So it was exciting. Our industry has to be sustainable. As far as I know, this is the only study that's ever been of an industry for sustainability. The beef industry. The beef industry, right. And we're expecting an increase in the next few years worldwide of 2 billion people. You think consumers out there aren't concerned about sustainability of food production? They are. I encourage you as board members to communicate with as many people as you can, especially the new millennialists, those that are 35 years and under. Many of them have no connections to agriculture. That is a target group, probably the largest target group in the United States, that we need to hit in the next few years. I'd also tell you that beef producers' need for unity has never been greater. We've been to many industry input sessions with all the leaders of the other national organizations. I believe there was 9 total. And we have came to conclusion, or they have, and we were there to answer questions that they might have, come to conclusion that the checkoff needs to be enhanced. Let me give you an example. Our advertising dollar today is worth 23 cents as compared to when it was enacted 26 years ago. If we enhance the checkoff just for inflation, that would put the checkoff at approximately $4.50, if we did that. So with all of the problems and things we have, and let me also, did y'all notice when Kim gave her a financial report that the administration was 4%? Usually we're bumping the 5% cap on administrative costs for the checkoff, and I am so proud of Polly and the staff for doing everything they can to do their part to make sure that more of our checkoff dollars are being used to promote our industry. I want to thank the staff and all of you board members for allowing me to serve this past year and a half. This is a great industry. It's one that I take a great deal of pride in. I'm multi-generation. My family came over here in the mid-1800s. My great-grandfather was a butcher in New York City, moved to Missouri, and then homesteaded in New Mexico in 1906. So I'd been around in New Mexico for a little while, and our family, as we're just about to get to know the neighbors. I would encourage you to do your part as producers. Remember, you represent all 700,000-plus members of the checkoff. You need to listen to every one of them. If there's some way that you can help those in leadership get all the guns pointed in the same direction, we can make our industry very viable for the next few years and for, as the sustainability study shows, for years to come and for the world. Thank you very much. Weldon? Well, and I wanted to present you with a gold-plated gavel, but we had drought for the last couple of years. If you can muster the enough money, maybe you can give one to Kim the following year.
Thank you so much, Wes.
Thank you very much.
You know, thank you. I've really learned to appreciate this board. I've really learned to appreciate the officers and our staff, and I want this full board to know that. They are very dedicated to what they do. And I've already stated to you this morning what a job that they do trying to work with other industry leaders, and that's a must that we do that in this industry today, because we need direction for the entire industry on the way that we're going. And I think these industry meetings that you're talking about is going to be beneficial to us. I want to thank Wes for the job that he's done this past year. I've really learned to respect the fella. He's the only fella, though, that I've heard about, and he told me this himself. He said he liked to lost the position as past president. And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about. He said, yeah, he missed it, but only he's won that by 3 votes. So I don't know how it worked, but I do appreciate y'all voting him in again for past president. There's many things that I could say here this morning, but, you know, when we come down to what's taking place in our industry, it's kind of like a story I heard one time. The difference in what an optimist and a pessimist was. This lady had 2 identical twin sons. And she took them into the doctor there one morning, Wayne, because one was very laid back and having a good time, and the other one was just, he was the little pessimist in the group. And she took him in, and the doctor and her went outside and had this visit, and the little optimist, they put him in a room back here. The little pessimist, they put in the room first. Put him in a room full of toys. And they looked through a one-way glass in, the doctor and the mother. And the little boy sat down in the middle of those toys, and he never touched anything. And when they brought him back out, the doctor looked over at him and said, son, in a room full of toys, why wouldn't you play with anything? And he looked up at him and he said, sir, I was afraid I'd break something. So they carried the little optimist in a room full of horse manure. Set him right down in the middle of it, and the mother and the doctor walked outside. Got to looking through the one-way glass, and the little boy, as soon as they left, was slinging horse manure everywhere he could sling it. When they brought him back out, the doctor asked him, said, son, what were you doing in there slinging it all over the place? And he looked up at him and said, doc, in a room that's got that much horse manure in it, there's bound to be a pony under there somewhere. You know, that's the way in the direction that I would like for us to go this year. I know that there's a pony and a better side out there somewhere. And we're on the right road now to getting it done. It's took a while. This thing is turning. I want you to know that we're doing many things to make sure that we're going in the right direction that you, this board, has set the direction for us. The Long Range Plan Committee, we've worked diligently to carry out your wants and your needs for what this organization and this industry wants us to do. Again, I want to thank the staff. I want to thank you, Wes. I want to thank you, Mr. Legal Counsel, for the job that he has done and his staff has done. This has been a very trying year. You know, he hasn't had a hand since he's been here. I want to give this fella a hand. The next verse under that, though, he's just a typical attorney. But he certainly has done us a job this year. And you
do
know,
I get equal time here?
Yes, you do. He charges us for that. We'll hold him down on that, Wayne. But anyway, I do want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given me to serve you again this year. And with